KTBB News Time, 7:53. It is 66 degrees in Longview, 67 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're tuned in with us. Time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall. East Texas destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. One of my favorite quotes comes from a 1921 book by Canadian author Basil King. It says, "Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid." That quote has informed most of my 35 years as an entrepreneur. Now, I don't hear those words as an excuse for ill-considered recklessness. I hear them as saying that bold action taken after thoughtful consideration of risk has a way of unleashing positive reactions. Bold, decisive action, pardon me, can be infectious. Properly calibrated boldness can attract the favorable notice of people and organizations that can prove helpful in an effort or a cause. So President Trump hopes. Unleashing hell from above upon a sovereign nation run by sociopaths is is about as bold as it gets. Having done exactly that, the president now very much needs mighty forces to come to his aid. And to be clear, by saying his aid, I mean our aid. Trump is acting on behalf of every American. The left is reflexively attributing Trump's military action to every malign motivation they can think of. But I believe his motivation was entirely rational. I believe that he had information leading him to believe that despite last year's Operation Midnight Hammer, Iran was closing in on a nuclear weapon. That, along with their well-documented possession of the ballistic missiles to deliver said weapons, and coupled with their murderous apocalyptic rhetoric, meant in Trump's mind that not acting would have been an impeachable offense. Much good can come from this kinetic action in Iran. First and most obvious is the elimination of a homicidal regime that for nearly 50 years has been bent on the annihilation of Israel, the annihilation of the United States, and indeed the immolation of the entirety of Western civilization. But beyond that, putting the Iranian regime out of business after having put the Maduro regime in Venezuela out of business puts the squeeze on China, our number one strategic adversary. China is the largest oil importer in the world, and Iran and Venezuela taken together account for about 25% of those imports. For some perspective, the 1973 Arab oil embargo reduced total oil supply in the U.S. by only 3 to 5%, yet those of us who were alive remember the gas lines and the severe economic impact. If this operation succeeds, the U.S. gains de facto control of the Strait of Hormuz, through which about 20% of the world's daily oil supply transits. Also, the defensive systems in both Iran and Venezuela that were provided by China have proved themselves essentially useless. Developing countries that might have been inclined to look to China for defense have certainly noticed. But for all that, wars can destroy presidencies. Ask Lyndon Johnson or George W. Bush. So, let's pray for those mighty forces that Trump is going to need, because success would reshape the world for the better. But the negative impact of failure upon the fortunes of the U.S. and the West is simply too awful to contemplate. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, it has been more than 25 years since Pierre DeVette invited me to the restaurant at Keepersall, and I was massively impressed and made it my mission to tell everybody, and yet some of you still haven't been there, and that needs to get fixed. If you're new to the area, or you just somehow haven't yet had the experience of a five-star dinner at a wine estate guest house, here's my invitation. Make a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday evening reservation for next week at the restaurant at Keepersall. When you get there, head for the bar and tell them, "This is my first time, and Paul Gleiser said that he's going to buy me a glass of wine." They will pour you a glass of estate-grown wine from the Keepersall collection as a prelude to your dining experience, and it will be quite the experience. The finest beef, fresh, never-frozen seafood, impeccable service. So if you haven't been, now's the time. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.